You've opened the door to the janitor's domain. A broom closet full of wonders. Beyond the plungers, brooms, and unknown items of disgust are memories of the past. The memories you are about to hear are not for the faint of heart. The memories are meant for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised. Prepare yourself for tales from the janitor.
They say weeds are just unloved flowers. Well, then there are a lot of unloved flowers, if that's true. I wonder if people are like weeds. I'm sure that there are some people who need more love than others. A rose is nothing but a weed. If we didn't call it a rose, would we still appreciate it as much as we do? And I know you've been there the whole time. I saw your shadow when you walked up. I do have a question for you, though. Is it just me, or have we heard some really weird legends? I've noticed that recently the stories seem to be getting told better. I think that I'm just getting more comfortable talking with you, even though I don't know if I want to be seen with you in public yet. But enough about you. I know that you're here for me and my stories. I won't dilly-dally about today. I'll tell you more about our next location later. Our first tale for the day takes place somewhere in the state, and I'm pretty sure it's one that you might know. But I doubt you've heard this side of the narrative. It's a legend about a man who loved money. But hey, who doesn't, right? Now, let's go meet him and his daughter, Mary.
Mary, get down here.
Yes, Father.
I'm hungry. Make me something to eat.
Yes, Father.
And hurry up. You have chores to do.
As you wish, Father.
And wipe that smile off your face.
But, Father, it's such a beautiful day.
No day is beautiful since you killed my wife.
Do you think I could make some food for myself?
No. Maybe once you finish your chores.
Yes, Father.
Is the food done yet?
Almost, Father.
Well, how many times do I have to tell you? Hurry up!
Yes, Father. It's almost done.
Just give it to me.
Let me get you some water while you wait.
About time you did something useful.
I'm sorry, Father.
Damn right. You should be sorry. Hurry up.
I'll go get it right now.
Hurry up, you misbegotten child.
Here you go, Father.
What are you standing there for? You expecting me to do your chores for you?
I'm sorry, Father. I'll go right now. Just leave your stuff on the table, and when you're finished, I'll take care of it when I come back.
I'm going to the general store. We need to get some supplies.
Okay, Father. I'll make sure that all of my chores are done, and I'll have supper ready for you when you get back.
Every day she looks more and more like my wife. Hey, William.
Hello, neighbor. Where are you off to?
Going to the general store to get some supplies.
Mind if I come with you? I could use a couple items.
It's a free country ever since the war.
What? Didn't you want us to win?
I made more money before.
Why? What did you do? Sell slaves?
What would ever make you think of that?
Oh, come on. Always saw slaves on your land, and they never stayed there long.
You best keep your mouth shut, unless you know the story.
Sorry. Don't mean to pry. What you got growing this year?
Just some corn and some wheat.
Nothing else?
Maybe next year. Should be able to sell it for cow this winter.
Do you have any hogs that are all fattened up yet?
Should have a couple of hogs come this fall.
You should be able to make some good money then.
That's what it's all about. Making sure you have that money in hand.
Well, It appears we made it to the store, neighbor.
The road usually does that when you walk down it.
I'll just place my order and then you can get your stuff.
You going to be long?
No, just need to order some feed and seed.
Hey, Hank, give me a bottle of brandy, would you? I'm feeling like I need it.
Sure thing. Here you go. Let me take care of William, and then I can take care of your stuff.
No rush.
So, Hank, what type of seed do you think will be best this year?
This seed right here seems to be pretty popular. Well, I don't grow it myself, but Aaron has said that he likes it.
Okay. Give me 100 pounds of that and 100 pounds of my regular seed, then.
Anything else for you?
Yeah, I need 200 pounds of feed, too.
Okay, so that'll be $5.
$5 for that? I could get a lady for that.
You already have a lady. Plus, now you'll have food. Do you want me to order it or not?
Yeah, go ahead and order it. I'll make 4 times that much when the crop yields.
You farmers always have the money.
Yeah, and we work hard doing it. Here's the $5.
You ready to order there, old man?
I need 500 pounds of feed and some rolls of butcher paper.
How many rolls?
2 should cover it.
That all?
That should cover it.
Okay, that comes to $6 plus a bottle of brandy.
Make it 2 bottles of whiskey.
All right, 2 bottles of brandy. That'll be $6.35.
Here's my money.
And here is your other bottle of brandy.
Here's an empty one for you.
You ready?
Yeah. Let's go before I give Hank any more of my hard-earned money.
That was a lot of feed you ordered.
I got 2 pregnant heifers.
That bull has been mighty busy. How is that daughter of yours?
The child is not my daughter.
Your wife gave birth to that child.
The child killed my wife.
How long ago was that?
It was about 16 years ago.
16 years you've been raising her. She is your daughter.
That beast will never be my daughter.
Well, I'm home. I'll see you around.
That girl will never be my daughter. She'll never be anything as long as I live. She better have made supper. Mary, I'm back.
Welcome back, Father. I hope your trip was well.
Where's my supper?
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to be a little bit longer.
You said that you were going to have supper ready when I got back.
I'm sorry, Father.
I think I had enough for you today. Go to your room.
But, Father, I haven't eaten today.
Go to your room now.
Yes, Father.
Wait. Turn around. Let me look at you. You can go now. At least I have my brandy. That damn girl. I think I had enough of her. I need to finish this. I need to finish her. To forget the voices of the dead. I think I've had enough of her. I am suits and ties and cocaine crazy within. And I will look Gary, in the eyes it's right time for you to leave. You're not my daughter. You're not my daughter.
Father, why do you say such things? And I will look you in the eyes when I do you in.
I am a thief and a liar of the very worst kind. After Mary was stabbed, the old man dug her a grave in the basement and tossed her body in it. 2 days later, the old man, upon returning from chores, walks in the house and sees Mary in the kitchen making supper, a pool of blood at her feet, and hearing her say, "Father." Seeing her, the old man rushed out of the house and slept in the barn for the next couple of days.
Having to go back inside the house for some things, he gathered up the courage and went in. Not seeing Mary, he thought it okay and went into the kitchen to shave. As he started shaving and picked up a mirror, he saw Mary behind him in the reflection. Panicking, he rushed out of the house and back into the barn. After hiding in the barn for a bit, he heard Mary call out, "Father!" He turned to see Mary smiling at him, then pointing up where he sees a noose. The old man climbed up into the loft, put his head into the noose. Well, now I know that story was just weird. I mean, all he wanted to do was eat his supper. Well, moving on, our next yarn takes us to Gypsy Hill, located in the town of Butler, where, well, it's not too pleasant either.
We call to order this meeting of the Land of Moses. We hear the party of Jennings. Please come to the stand and state your issue.
We need to rise up and do something about these Skillamalink gypsies.
Why? What ill will have they performed on our land?
They kidnapped Malcolm's daughter, and... they raped her!
Is this true, Malcolm?
Yes. Yes, sir. They raped and beat her. She came back bleeding from her place that only the doctor should touch.
Doctor, did you see this woman? And can you confirm she is not suffering from hysteria?
I can confirm that she is not suffering from hysteria. I treated the woman myself by causing a hysterical paroxysm on her Venus honeypot, a technique often used on many of my female patients. I also concluded that this woman had vaginal tears.
Thank you, Doctor.
She had tears on the inside walls and showed signs of force. I saw bruising and witnessed signs of struggle. Her wrists and ankles had bruises that, in my professional opinion, were caused by a rope taut against the flesh.
Doctor, in your professional opinion, was this girl tied down and raped?
It is in my professional opinion this girl was tied down and forced into sexual activities that non-married women, especially children, should not be privy to.
Thank you, Doctor. I'm sure that she was well taken care of in your hands. How do you wish to proceed, Brian?
We should gather all the townspeople, go out there and find the man that raped this girl, and kill him!
Gypsies are not known for stating the truth. They might send another to take the fall. Or worse, they could claim themselves all innocent. Malcolm? What do you wish we should do? It was your daughter.
I try to be strong for my daughter and family. But right now all I see is darkness. My world has been shattered. And I don't know if I'll ever feel whole again. Not unless I know that the man who did this finds his end.
May we consider the religious ramifications of these people? As a doctor, I swore to protect man's life. I cannot go out there and purposefully murder anyone.
Doctor, I understand your professional and personal beliefs. I've noted it down in the record. You do bring up a valid point about religion, though.
If I may, sir, hell is hell. No matter where you are or what you believe.
Malcolm, do you wish to hunt this man down?
I would sleep better at night, knowing that the man who did this was not on the side of the earth anymore.
It is settled, then. We will gather the townspeople and hunt this man down so that justice will be served. Doctor, you and the Reverend will stay back with the women and children. We will leave in the cover of night. Men, go home and sharpen your pitchforks. We are going on a hunt.
While the men went home and prepared to go hunting, some sharpened their pitchforks, others sharpened axes, Some went home and prayed with their families, knowing all too well that this was not going to be an easy hunt. The townspeople all knew that they wouldn't just give up the guilty. They knew they would need to kill them all.
Gentlemen, I know we've all said our prayers before venturing out here, but from here on out, God doesn't belong with us. Not until we finish the task at hand. Therefore, if you wish to go home, now is your chance.
Let's do this, gentlemen. Let's show them that this is our land. This is not their land. By God, tonight we show them that we mean business.
I just want to find the person who raped my daughter.
Malcolm, they are all guilty.
I know. I just don't know if I'm ready for what happens next.
We have to show a message that they will understand, whether it's on this side of the ground or the other.
Have you ever met someone for the first time, but in your gut you know you've met them before? That's them. They are all the same, and they all deserve to perish. And as gruesomely as possible.
Let's do this then. Before we all change our minds.
Remember, light the wagons first, and then everyone who runs, we kill.
Even the women and children?
Especially the women and children.
Revenge!
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 Over here! Get the runner!
I'm coming to get you!
That night, the townsfolk murdered all of the Romani. They murdered all the Romani for raping that little farm girl. The smell of death was everywhere. The screams were heard throughout the town. I wish the story stopped there, but it doesn't. Over the next 10 years, all the men that went on the hunt that night would wind up dead by an axe. The spirits of the Romani now haunt the land. On the scene of the battle now lies a cemetery, and on some nights you can hear the cries of the fallen, the cries of the ghosts. Unknown if it's the Romani or the farmers, but the cries are many and loud. All that remains today of that old town is an old shack and those angry spirits. So much death! Let's leave this carnage and move on to Bloomington. Hopefully it'll be less unpleasant.
Hey, my new spiritual advisor. How late are you working tonight?
Sophia, leave the poor boy alone.
I'm only asking him a question.
It's all right. I'm behind the stick all night.
Well, since you're here all night there, meat jockey, why don't you get me and my girlfriend a drink?
What can I make you?
Do you know how to make a grasshopper?
Please. I make the best grasshoppers in town.
Well, let's be the judge of that.
I'll be right back with your drinks, ladies.
Hurry up, sweetie.
There's just no stopping you, is there?
What? He's better looking than the ones in our class, and he has a job.
Yeah, at least you're raising your standards.
And hopefully they will come tumbling down later on.
You don't even have drinks in you yet.
Oh, but we will.
Remember, we don't want to stay out too late.
Hopefully, we'll be going home in the morning.
The walk of shame is a good look on you. You're used to it.
He thought you were my friend.
Here are your drinks, ladies.
Maybe I can pop my cherry next.
Sophia, can you be more blunt?
It's a drink, Diana. He understood.
I'll pop your cherry, and then I'll pop your friends.
No thanks. thanks. I like my cherries outside the drink.
Maybe you'd prefer if you tied me to the bedpost.
Now you're talking my language.
I'm assuming that is another name for a drink?
Oh, yes. And we haven't even got to the good ones yet.
How do you know these things?
Do you think I just stay in my room every night? I like to have fun, too.
So how are those grasshoppers?
I think you were right. It is very good. Well, I'm not much of a judge, since this is my first one.
You need to get out more. My new friend, my dear God. This is the best drink I've ever had.
Oh, I've just begun to wet your whistle.
You tease.
Why did you bring me again?
Oh, come on. This is fun.
Look, I thought we were going to go out, laugh, talk. Not just me watching you flirt with the bartender.
You're right. I'm sorry. Why don't we get a table?
That would be nice.
Don't worry, honey. We are not through yet.
I'm not going anywhere.
There's a table over there. Should we get some food? Sophia!
I'm coming!
Oh, we'll talk later.
Now I was asking if you want to get some food.
I'm aching for a side of beef.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
What? All I was saying was I want some meat inside of me.
You are crazy.
Baby, you ain't seen nothing yet.
What about some fries? We could share.
Not can't go that.
Okay, what about some ice cream then?
Sweet dreams.
What are you in the mood for?
I don't know, but I'm hungry like the wolf.
So what do you want then?
I want a new drug.
Come on, quit replying with songs. I know what you're doing. Can you be serious for 1 minute?
And girl, just wanna have fun. I don't know. What do they even have?
Nothing particular. Burgers, hot dogs and fries, club sandwich is a special today.
How do you know this?
There's a sign right here.
It's right here. I must have missed it.
You've been just a little distracted since we came in.
Well, yeah. Look at him. Can you blame me?
I mean, yeah, he's good looking, but I'm just looking for Mr. Right.
Well, I'm looking for Mr. Right now.
So, are we getting food or not?
Get whatever you want. I'll just eat off your plate.
I figured. I'll flag the waitress down. Why don't you get us some more drinks? Just don't talk to your boyfriend for too long.
What drink do you want?
You pick. I'm sure that you know some good ones.
Some slippery panties coming up.
Oh, waitress! Yes, I would like a plate of fries, and could you put a little extra on it for my friend? Thanks.
Did you order the food yet?
Yeah. Where are the drinks?
Rich is bringing them to us.
Rich?
The bartender.
So, he has a name now.
I'm sure he always had a name.
Is Rich his real name?
Beats me. I just hope he is.
I doubt that, working here.
He drinks, ladies. One dirty little virgin and one hanky-panky.
So, who picked out the drinks?
We both did.
You ladies let me know if you need anything else.
Oh, I will definitely be needing something later.
Oh, look, our food is coming too.
Fries? Really? You couldn't get something a little more fun?
Thank you. In a little bit, I don't think you'll remember what you were eating anyways.
You're probably right. But still, we could have a little fun.
I think your fun is behind the bar.
Come on, I'm with you. So any plans for the long weekend?
I'll probably just go to the library and work on my research paper. You?
I plan on doing other research.
I should have guessed. Just just try to get their actual names this time?
One time! I forgot the name one time. So, which one are we drinking first?
I guess in honor of being your friend, I'll drink the Dirty Little Virgin first.
Good choice. Maybe it'll loosen you up a bit.
Oh, wow. That has some kick to it.
You ain't joking. Think I'm gonna enjoy your fries now.
I ordered extra for you.
I knew you were the smart one.
Someone has to be.
Jake will be me.
Not tonight, anyways.
You're doing good.
What was that? I couldn't hear you with all the food in your mouth.
Sorry. These are really good.
Go ahead and eat them.
You don't want any?
I think I'm just going to go back to the dorms.
Hold on. I'll walk with you.
No, you stay. Tell me all about Rich tomorrow.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I am. Have fun.
At least do some hanky-panky with me.
Oh, all right.
I like some hanky-panky.
Good night, honey. Here's some money. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, sweetie.
Diana was able to make it back to the dorms that night. And being slightly drunk, slept in late into the morning. You know how it is. But her roommate was not so lucky. When Diana woke up in the morning, seeing that her roommate was not sleeping in her bed, she began to worry. She quickly put something on and opened her door, where she saw her roommate lying in a pool of blood, dead, in that hallway. She was opened up like a can, with her throat sliced in half. When she looked up, she saw a shadow, and in that shadow was a hatchet. She screamed and quickly ran back into her room as the blood was now creeping in under the door. After a while, she opened the door again, and the shadow was gone. Looking at her friend again, she saw that her fingernails were all torn. She was desperately trying to claw her way into the room. Her roommate did make it back, but she never heard her. Ugh. As we finish off this leg of our journey, we're going to the place I promised you last time. It's right here in this very house, the Whispers Estate, located in Mitchell.
Mom and Dad aren't up yet. It wouldn't hurt to take a peek, right? Don't worry, Elizabeth. I'll only be downstairs. I'm only going to take a peek. I'll be right back. Santa was generous this year! Oh, here is one for Elizabeth. Not that she will remember it. I don't remember what I got when I was a baby. Oh, this one is mine! Ooh, this has to be a doll. What else did I get? Oh, there's a big one over here! A little peek won't hurt, right? Oh, can this be? How? Mommy! Daddy!
Meanwhile, little Rachel was downstairs snooping around. Her adopted parents were upstairs waking up for the day.
Are you awake?
No.
Come on. It's Christmas morning.
Why are you a morning person?
Start your day with a purpose, and everything falls into place.
My mother always told me to be careful around men with beards.
Why?
They always have something to hide.
What about Jesus?
That's just a rumor that he had a beard.
Well, rumors are better than make-believe.
I forgot that you don't like Santa Claus. Come on. Let's go wake the kids up.
It sounds like one is already awake. Actually, it sounds like someone is already downstairs.
Mommy! Daddy!
Coming, honey! Well, at least we know we don't have to get her up.
Just give me 10 more minutes.
Come on, honey. First Christmas for Elizabeth. Let's make it special.
Grab my robe, will you?
Here you go.
I still think you should shave your beard.
Come on, let's go downstairs.
Help me up.
Come on.
Let me grab Elizabeth. John, I smell smoke.
Go get Elizabeth.
Rachel! Oh my God! Rachel! Jesse! Go get the fire department!
What's wrong?
Rachel is burned! Bad! Go get the doc!
How bad?
Just go! Now!
It'll be okay, Rachel. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. It'll be okay.
Poor Rachel died of her burns 2 days later in the house. Elizabeth died a couple of months later. Jesse, who caught pneumonia, died 2 weeks after Elizabeth. Dr. John Gibbons was left all alone. The couple couldn't have children, so the kids were adopted. Now, the house is haunted. The bedroom smells like baby powder, and people say that when you enter it, it feels like someone's sitting on your chest, and you have trouble breathing. There are stories of bed shaking, weird smells, doorknobs that turn on their own. People staying the night are said to have nightmares. The family wasn't the only ones who have died in this house. So, maybe we should just not be here. In fact, yeah, let's just leave. Like, now. I'll see you around. I'm going to Velissa. Hope to see you there. If you can get out alive.
And grain that I bought in a city from another city that I cannot name. I'll meet you for dinner and we'll speak the same. What choice have we got to kiss women who love us and we love the same? We can't find the answers when the day is done. We'll side with the same truth. When we've mined long enough, will we stand up and see eye to eye once the wild has torn straight through our guard? We are.
What a load of rubbish.